4:38, it is Downtown Live at Seasons Main Street, Bangor, at our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning, Brian Stackpole, and Bruce Pratt here for Sports Lit 101. And up next on the program, we're going to talk to a gentleman whose book we've talked about a couple of times. His name is Richard J. King. The book is called Meeting Tom Brady, One Man's Quest for Truth, Enlightenment, and a Simple Game of Catch with the Patriots quarterback. Richard King, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a wonderful book, and we were talking about it just a few moments ago. I think all of us, no matter how we've read about the negative things that some athletes do, and yet deep inside of us, there's always that little boy or little girl who wants these athletes that we look up to be good people. And is that kind of what drove you in this quest?
Yeah, I think that is part of it. I mean, I definitely think of it a little bit as a midlife crisis memoir, and I was sort of thinking, sort of trying to think about what success is and where I was in my place in life, and as a sports fan and living in New England, it's sort of hard not to look at Tom Brady and think, wow, this guy has it all. And so I wanted to see if it would be possible if one sort of average guy could actually talk to Tom Brady, and if that person could, meaning me, what actually would I ask him, and what would other people want to ask him?
Yeah, hi, Richard. This is Bruce. One of the things that struck me about this book is that you have the skills to pursue this in a way maybe other people don't. You're a published author, you're a college professor, you teach for Williams College, and obviously your students are really smart. You're in that kind of creative environment. Did you find there were advantages in this quest that you had because you could write well and speak well that maybe another average Joe wouldn't benefit from?
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. I wish that were true, but I think I really found that the sports world and the sports writing world really wasn't that interested in terms of if I wasn't a sports writer and didn't really have a background, sometimes it was really hard to get to talk to people.
You mentioned in the book several times that that you didn't want to be known as the crazy man. Could you talk a little bit about that?
So I certainly bristle at the word stalker. You know, I mean, the whole premise of the book is trying to meet Tom Brady, but I really didn't want to. I wanted to see if it was possible to actually have a real conversation, like a sit down, ask him some real questions, and get the non sort of Bill Belichick sort of answer. And so I knew if I, you know, just all of a sudden showed up or dressed as his caddy or tried to contact his family or something like that, that was one of my big questions. Is there some kind of crazy list? Does Tom Brady or these other big celebrities, do they get a weekly list of various people that are trying to contact them and who not to respond to? And so I had a lot of fun trying to figure out, am I on the crazy list now? What was the line that would put me on a list if that list existed?
Well, it's quite an adventure to follow, and I was particularly struck by your time in Maine as this was developing, including the story, if you could share a little bit of your mission to get the Tom Brady haircut while you were in Rockland.
Yeah. So we were on our family vacation, visiting friends in Camden, Rockland, and Bar Harbor, and I had an afternoon in Rockland, and so I went into the local barber shop and just said, and again, a lot of this is tongue-in-cheek, you know, that I'm trying to see, you know, what would happen if I sort of looked a little bit more like Tom Brady or, you know, if I took my glasses off or something like that. And so I said, hey, you know, could you make me look like Tom Brady? And so it was a very fun, very classic local barbershop, you know, which haircut, you know? So there was back and forth about which, you know, era of Tom Brady I wanted to look like.
One of the things I loved was the portraits that you painted of Uncle Frank and of Dump Truck and of some of the other characters, which I thought brought a very human level to this. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about Dump Truck's question for Tom Brady to prove that he was not a cyborg.
Yeah. Dump Truck is my oldest friend, and I grew up with him, and he was the guy when we were growing up where we would play one-on-one football and put on our Steelers and Philadelphia Eagles jerseys and tackle each other one-on-one in the mud. And so I've stayed in touch with him, and to me, a lot of the discussion of the book is what does it mean to be happy and successful, and Dump Truck has been one of those people in my life who I've just always turned to. He's just so grounded and has a great perspective, and, you know, he values the work that he does with his hands and never seems to get angry, and I really look up to him in so many ways. And so one of the things I did as I went down to Philly, this was the 2013 season, and watched a preseason game with him. And we were watching Brady just complete, I mean, it was preseason, but still, he was just completely tearing up the Eagles defense. And, you know, it was just so methodical and robotic. And so when I asked Dumchuk what he would ask him if he had a chance, he just said, you know, prove to me you're not a cyborg.
We're talking with Richard J. King, the author of Meeting Tom Brady. Without giving anything away, is it safe to say that you were pleasantly surprised at the type of person Tom Brady is, and that maybe he's not as insulated from the public as people might think?
Yeah, I mean, I won't give away what happens in the end. In many ways, I get what I deserve, and I think I had just gotten a letter from a high school kid in Rhode Island, and he was doing a project and was trying to meet Tom Brady and wanted my advice about it. And I said, well, you know, wait till you read the end and see what you think. And so I hope the message is there at the end that, you know, that even though we idolize our celebrities and obviously, you know, Tom Brady is just his talent and his composure on the football field is so extraordinary. It's easy to forget sort of what we have in our own lives, want to be thankful for, and that, you know, it's not all perfect up there at the top.
One of the most fascinating part of the books is when you would go to a mall and put out your little sign and allow people to come up and suggest questions to ask Tom Brady. I've got to ask you, beyond what you wrote, what was that experience like? I'm originally from Connecticut, and I can imagine in southeastern Connecticut, especially in New London County, people looking at you and going, well, Chumley, what's up with him?
Right. Yeah, that was really interesting and very much out of my comfort zone. So I set up, you know, at my local mall in Mystic, Connecticut, and I went to Boston South Station, and I went out to the tailgating fields outside of games and just asked people, you know, what would you ask Tom Brady if you had that real chance? And it's amazing to me just how many people had thought about that, you know, that there were people that were, it was almost like they were waiting for somebody to ask them that question. And, you know, some of them were, as you expect, very typical, you know, like about Giselle or, you know, about what he does with all his money, you know, or about a particular play. But some of them were really, really thoughtful and surprising and very much often reflected the concerns of the individual person.
So what was your biggest surprise in the course of this quest?
Biggest surprise for me, I guess, was really participating in sort of the super fan culture. And you know, I've been a big football fan really my whole life in waves, but I'd never really gone to games that much, and I hadn't really, you know, gone to tailgating and things like that. And so that was just amazing. I mean, one thing that just absolutely blew my socks off, I went to the University of Michigan, where Tom Brady played football, and to go to a Big Ten football game and see that the acreage of tailgating and the passion that these alums have for their team, I'd never seen anything like that. And that was like a real, I might as well have been in a different country.
Now, have you stayed in touch with any of the wonderful characters you met at the local bar where you often watched the game? There was some fabulous stuff with the Steelers fans and the Patriot fans. Is that sort of family still going?
Thank you. Yeah. That's some of my favorite parts of the book is, you know, I feel almost like an anthropologist. I go to my local sports bar and I, you know, observe the folks, and that has been a very happy ending, because when the book came out, I was a little bit worried what they would think, because all I was this local guy, and I went in and I would bring my journal and I wouldn't say that much, and I went to the games and I was clearly a Patriots fan, but I wasn't, you know, these are people that have built relationships for decades at the local bar. And so I went one day after the book came out, and I was kind of wondering, there's one cartoon of the sort of the zones of the bar.
Right.
I kind of draw sort of like an ecological cartoon of, you know, the different areas, like you said, Steelers Alley and where, you know, Loud Brady Lady sits and Dolphins Guy. You know, every bar has these kind of areas. And so I wasn't sure what they were going to think about the book. And so I went in and it was just like a regular game and no one said anything. People said hi, whatever. And I sat at the bar and the game was starting. And then I looked over and I saw a woman who had on her phone the cartoon from the book. And I thought, uh-oh. But I wasn't sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, you know, because I didn't use everybody's real name. I gave people nicknames. And then I looked over and I saw somebody else had it on their phone. And so I didn't really know what to do. And then I finally just broke the ice and I said, oh, I see you've got, you know, my cartoon on the phone. And then all of a sudden I was like, yay! And, you know, and then everybody just started talking about it. And now we blew up the picture really big and it's on the wall, and it's been really nice. Everyone's been really supportive of it, and it's been a good feeling.
Well, it's a really fun read and a terrific cast of characters that inhabit the story. Meeting Tom Brady, Richard J. King. Richard, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. We wish you much success with the book.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
It is 4:49 on Downtown. Yeah.